Okay, ready? Yes. Anita Adam.
Actually,
Anita Adam.
Say, Dennis, can you say what me?
I'm sorry, local station board meeting, August 10th, 2022, WPFW.
Okay, I'll get started. Anita Adams. Anita Adams. Yao. Yao. Nicarina.
Here.
Thomas Blanton.
Here.
Sarah.
She's excused.
Sarah.
She's excused.
Oh, okay. Wayne Bruce.
I'm sorry, Nicarina's shouldn't be called for the roll call of board members, correct?
It's not counted in the quorum.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to know who's in the meeting.
Count, but we just, okay, I'll tell you later. Wayne Bruce.
Here.
Marsha.
Here.
Bill Curtis. Bill Curtis. Bill Curtis. Has anyone heard anything from him?
I have not.
Violetta.
Here.
Vanessa.
Here.
Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin. And Donna Grimes, has she made it in yet?
Yes. Here. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you. Kamal.
Present.
Kamal. Okay.
I am here. Yep.
Okay. Julie.
Here.
Kathleen.
Here.
Max Merrick.
Here.
Jerry is here. Eileen.
Here.
Eileen. Okay. Minerva. Minerva. Do you see her on the line? Minerva. Adele?
I'm here.
Tim Willard? Tim Willard? Tim Willard? Dennis Williams?
I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Hi, this is Marsha. This is Marsha. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can now.
I know that Tim has been ill for a little while, so I think that's what's going on with him.
Okay, I'll call him and I'll have to write a letter because he's missed three meetings.
Okay.
And also, Yao has missed three meetings without notice. And Anita has missed three meetings without notice.
No, Anita is here right now.
Oh, she is? Okay.
Anita is here. Yes, she is.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yao, is he here now? Yao? Yao? Okay. Bill Curtis? Bill Curtis? Sue Goodwin? Sue Goodwin? Minerva? Minerva?
I'm expecting that Minerva will show up, but she's not here yet, so I'm not resisting.
Okay, and you'll just let me know when she comes. Okay. All right, so far we have Yao, and I haven't heard anything from him. Have you or anyone else?
No.
And Bill Curtis. I haven't heard anything from him. Has anyone else?
No.
Sue Goodwin. Has anyone heard anything from her? Okay, and then Tim Willard, I'll check with him because he's missed three in a row.
I'm going to ask for the record that Sarah Brown, Art Hyman, Arthur McLeod, and Frank Stearns be considered excused absences by their request, and others to be marked as unexcused absence. Are there any objections? So be it. Thank you.
Okay, and I just want to make sure. So unexcused absences are Yao, Bill Curtis, and Sue Goodwin so far.
Correct.
And possibly Tim Willard.
Right, and possibly Minerva. We'll wait and see if she shows up.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will proceed. Can I get someone to be a timer?
What's your time? What are you trying to do?
So when someone speaks, they have a minute and a half, 90 seconds, to speak the first time. And then if they speak the second time on the same subject, they get a minute. So 2.5 minutes.
I can be a timer. This is Anita.
Okay, thanks, Anita.
Share point of information, please.
Yes.
Please forgive me. If you wouldn't mind repeating that, I got a call from a family member right as you were giving those instructions. I just want to make sure I hear them clearly.
Okay. 90 seconds to speak first time, 60 seconds to speak second time on the same subject.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair, point of information, please.
Yes.
Was there a declaration of a quorum? Do we indeed have 13?
Yes,
or 12?
We do. We do have quorum. Right. We're proceeding. That's why we are proceeding.
We have 12 members.
We have more than 12.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to ask you, between Mr. Tatum and Eileen, to keep an eye on the raised hands because I'm dealing with a smaller screen this evening. I don't have quite the coverage that I normally have. Okay, first I would like to call for approval of the July minutes as amended with corrected Roman numerals as of today. Is that correct, Ellen?
I move that we accept the minutes.
Yes.
July.
This yes.
Mr. Chair, have you approved
yes.
the agenda?
No, you have to do the agenda first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll come back to that. Any objections to approving the agenda as amended with an executive session? Hearing none, agenda is approved. I heard a motion to approve the July minutes. Is there a second?
Second. Anita is seconded.
Any objections? July minutes are approved. Thank you. We will move into our management reports. Program director has asked to go first.
Thank you, Dennis. Good evening, all. It's been a long week at WPFW, a very long week. And I'll get the basic housekeeping, I mean, the basic updates for programming, and then I have to talk about what has happened this week and where we are and some of the concerns. So Thomas Stanley, you all might know as Bushmeat Jams. He left us effective last week, his last show. He called me the next morning saying that after 40 years, he was leaving us. It's a big blow because not many programmers are able to do what Thomas does. But we do have Jamal Gray, who will be taking Thomas's slot and certainly musically most aligned with Thomas. That'll begin not this week, but next week. I'm sorry. I'm just really, it's been a very long week, and I really need to talk about the week that it's been. So we had a programmers meeting. You all, as you all know, there is supposed to be a drive, pledge drive in August. We had a programmers meeting because when Jerry initially put out the notice to programmers, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, 2.5, 3 weeks ago, there was a lot of pushback because people, and rightly so, had questions about if we raise so much money, roughly about in terms of cash, from Otis's reports, that and Cash App reports from Sitaria, if we raise close to $270,000 in June, why do we need to go back into pledge drive in August? And why are we being told now that there's only $35,000 left in the bank? So that prompted lots of questions. And so we had a meeting on Saturday, Jerry and the programmers, where they asked these questions of Jerry, and he did not answer any of them. We are no closer, I think, to consensus on this pledge drive than we were before this meeting. And now we have a drive. Jerry has stated that there will be a drive. There is some, what is it called, concession in that it'll be a one-week drive. The goal is $80,000. I'm concerned, frankly, that we will make $80,000 in this drive. It's the end of the summer. We owe still thank you gifts that have not gone out. I've asked Jerry and Annette almost every day, when can they be sent out? And every time I've asked, I get the question that they have to go over the finances and maybe in a few days. So the Prince package that we offered, if you remember our very successful Prince Day, that is yet to be sent out. Even though there was a training on how to upload those things and get them out almost a month ago, now those are not out. And those we don't send out. We send it to a fulfillment house that works with public radio and television, and they send them out, which is a great thing. So we're not burdened with that. The Gerald Horn books on fascism have yet to go out, and that I think we got over 100 takers for that, so that is not out yet. The Black Classic Press package, which was a 4-book set. Those were picked up from Black Classic Press in Baltimore about 3 weeks, a month ago. They still cannot go out. All of this hinges on having money. Well, the Prince one they have to pay for. The others we have to have postage for. So we have outstanding thank you gifts, and we're about to ask for more money. Programmers are concerned about how the money is spent. And I think it's fair for them to be concerned because they raised the lion's share of this money. And as you all can see from the pledge drives, they have made their goals every single pledge drive now for several drives, at least the last couple of years. So it's not a shortfall or it's not that the programmers are not doing their work. They're doing their work and they're doing it tremendously well. So there's a lot of concern there. We have two positions that are presently posted. One is for permanent news director. The other is Sue Goodwin has been interim, but that can only go on for 3 months. And so we needed to post the position while she's in this position, which we did. And then we posted a position for, because not only did we lose Askia, we lost one of our, Amara, one of the producers and reporters. So we posted the position for a producer slash reporter. That position, the posting closed on July 31st. We have 10 really good applicants in. But again, now that we have $35,000 in the bank, we've written Julia to see how we go forward with hiring a person, because we certainly don't want to bring someone into WPFW and we can't pay them. And right now, there's no rhyme or reason. And no one knows the answer of whether we can do this or not. So we have 10 people that have been waiting a month. When they first submitted their applications, I wrote them and said, I'll be back in touch with you in a few weeks. Thank you for your submission. And now it's a month and we don't know how to move forward with this. And frankly, if we're not able to hire someone for the news department, we have to start looking at cutting back the work that they do. Because Asia, who's the third person now, is what they call a temporary hire. And her time, we can only do that for 45 days. Darnia Samuels also has stepped up and done more headlines. But again, she's a temporary hire. And we can only do that for 45 days per the CBA. And their 45 days are almost up. So we're going to be left with two people in the news department. So that's a major problem that I have not been able to get any kind of answer to. Julia had an emergency with her son yesterday, I think, when we were emailing. So hopefully maybe tomorrow she'll respond. But then I hear that we're going to hire a development director and an operations coordinator. And we already have two positions that are posted that we don't know how we're going to fund. So, I don't know how to move with any of this. And so maybe the board can help. Maybe this will be sorted out if you go into an executive session. I don't know. But it's very frustrating to work this way. And the English Hudson work is going well. It could have gone better had we not lost 2 months because of, frankly, people saying one thing and doing another and not being clear at the outset. But we lost 2 months with them. They're still with us. They'll probably be with us through mid-November because we do have a gala planned and we have a meeting about it tomorrow. But preliminarily, they're saying it could raise about $40,000. It's November 11 is the date for this gala. So they've been doing that work. We just started Monday evening at 5 p.m. A digital campaign went live. If you go to any of our social media, you'll see it there, Instagram, Facebook. If you want to look at it yourself, you can go to wpfwdc.org/give, and you can see it. It includes an op-ed that Dr. Cornell West wrote about WPFW. That's not only placed there, but it's going to be placed in, they're working on it now, magazines like The Nation, Mother Jones, The Atlantic, probably The Washington Post. So you all can see that. And we've already started money. Monies have been coming in from the digital campaign. That's a good thing. So we started Monday night. We might have close to $500 there, which is not much, but this is the first time we've done any kind of direct ask for 7 years, which is something that was surfaced through English Hudson's work. We haven't done a direct mail piece, direct ask for 7 years. And I drilled down to why. I asked Sataria, who is the one responsible for direct mail, and she told me that it was because Jerry told her that we did not have money for direct mail pieces. And as you all know, in a nonprofit space, direct mail twice a year is really something that we rely on. So we haven't been doing it. We just started a campaign, and it'll run the month of August, and we will see where we are with that. You know, Black August is coming up. People will be doing Black August specials, and that's all I got today. It's really, this is the first time that I come to you even with the Night Wolf stuff, right, that I feel completely disheartened and disillusioned in WPFW. So that's all I have for tonight.
All right. Thank you, Katia. What I'm going to do, since several of the points you raised involve the general manager and there'll be questions in that direction. Jerry, I'm going to let you go ahead and give your report, and then I'll open up to questions from anything that both of you have said.
Excuse me, Dennis, question. Yes. Wait, I need a point of clarity here. Dennis, yes. Are we timing the report out? No. Are we timing anyone commenting on the report out?
The comments on the report outs. Thank you for asking.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry.
Okay, at the heart of the issues that we're facing right now, and all of them that Katia brings up, is the discrepancy that we have right now in cash flow. And she's correct. You know, for us to have had several pledge drives that came in successfully, and for us to be only with $35,000 in the account makes it look like we're wasting money or something. And she's right that all the programmers have the right to know how the money is being spent. And we have laid it out. We've got all of the spreadsheets that show how we've done our regular expenses. We've only had some accrued expenses or stacked expenses because we shifted things ever so slightly. Now, that is one reason. Another reason why things have changed is because I personally had a project that was an art sale that failed miserably. It had $150,000 slated as part of this budget. Because of COVID, we had to delay the whole thing for over 2 years. When we started it, we had everything set up very nicely. It would have occurred at the radio station, I mean, at the building. We had spoken with Bernstein and they were going to give us access to one of the empty offices. We did surveys and everything to make sure that it would be a good site to have a full-blown gallery art sale. Then COVID hit. Everything stopped for 2 years. The donor himself moved on, sold a lot of his art himself, piece by piece, to the point that when we had the recent event, it was not successful at all because most of the art had already been sold. But more directly to the point that Katia is making, I had made a previous mistake with the whole English Hudson contract, if you will, bringing them on board, where it was supposed to be a strictly WPFW affair, not a Pacifica affair. But Pacifica quickly got involved in the process, and I got caught in the middle of it. Was not able to process the gift that allowed English Hudson to come on board as a development team, and would also put us in a money crunch at this time. The discrepancies in the accounts are multifaceted. You know, one of the things when we have a successful pledge drive, we didn't take into account what the actual fulfillment was, you know, when the money's actually come into the account. And we'll claim a success and we will not have the monies yet. Other things had to do with how the monies are tabulated, you know. Sustainer donations to the station were added to the goal as totals. In other words, if somebody said, I'm pledging $200 a year, $200 was added to that pledge drive, which is incorrect. So we've got a lot of inaccuracies in how we track things and how we match expenses and income. And we're cleaning all of these up. This is the way that was put to me earlier was success comes with higher expectations. The station is actually doing well, but we're not looking good in terms of our cash flow. We are at this little log jam right now. And if we have this pledge drive, which is a compromise of the standard August pledge drive, which usually is a 2-week drive that usually achieves around 150,000 to to ease the burden on the programmers. They just came out of a delayed pledge drive and then a Pacifica pledge drive on top of that to ease the burden on the programmers and on the listeners. I conceded. I said, let's do a delayed pledge drive, which will begin now. It is scheduled to begin August 20th and run until August 27th. 1 week, stated goal of $80,000. That should give us enough of a break to recover and not push us up against another pledge drive. Because if I moved it, it would push us again into another upcoming pledge drive. So we have conceded to a one-week drive. Most of the staff agrees that this will work. I have not gotten responses from the programmers yet. Some programmers have said, yes, this is what you have to do. You must do this. So that's where we are right now. So financially, where we are in terms of our commitments, we just made payroll. Outstanding is health insurance, rent still outstanding. So we've got to do this drive so that we can pay our current liabilities. So as Katia said, it has been a very tough couple of weeks. I owe this board documents. I promised to give you an organizational chart so you understand how we are in terms of the staffing at the station. We have been immersed in finances, trying to make sure we slog our way through the budgets, slog our way through the proposals. We had to finish up on our SAG-AFTRA contract. Many of the staff at the station are represented under SAG-AFTRA, and we've reached a state where we have an agreement which includes 5% bonuses for the represented employees, and which includes the movement of one employee from just a board operator position to a coordinator position. We needed to do this because we anticipate operationally huge growth at the station very soon. We are poised right now technically to start turning on the HD channel. So that's going to involve WPFW being multi-threaded as opposed to single-threaded. Right now we just have our path to air and a duplicate path on the web. With the HDs, we will have other streams for each HD channel. And Katia, if you're on board, you need to hear this also, because I will need English Hope's help on this. This is where we are. We are about to... Is that Katia?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I was just going to respond to what you just said, but go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, we are in very tight times right now. Things have been mismanaged. Things have been mismanaged for a very, very, very long time. As regards the direct mailings, you said we haven't done that for 7 years. It stopped before I got here. You know, so the rationale that was given to you of me saying that we're not doing it because we didn't have the money, there were many more reasons than just the money. We had staffing issues also. But where are we now? We are about to walk into a gold mine. I'm sorry. The way that we are poised right now, particularly with English Hope, if we can...
Jerry, English that, Hudson. English Hudson, please. English Hudson.
English Hudson. I keep saying Hope. There's another group that I deal with that has the last name of Hope. English Hudson. As Katia, you had mentioned a little while ago, prospect of us doing some type of underwriting, taking on some type of underwriting.
I did not mention that, Jerry. I did not mention that, Jerry. That's not what I mentioned.
To me? Directly? No?
I did not mention that. Why don't you finish and I can just, yeah.
Okay. Project that happened years ago for us to get the current transmitter that we have is made possible by a very large donation to the station. I thank that donor for doing that. A big part of that project, besides having a stable analog signal, was the HD component that that transmitter brings. All FM radio stations that are operating in large markets are running multiple threads and running their HD channels also. Why that is important for WPFW is because we will be able to put more content onto the air. We'll be able to have a public affairs channel that is just public affairs. We'll be able to have a channel that is just music. It's something that we'll have to sit down and work out with the program director exactly how we will distribute it. But what is important is each additional channel becomes a monetizable stream. We are not allowed to make a profit or bring in an income on our terrestrial path, our regular broadcast path, because we are under the auspices of the FCC. But we can still have profit centers as a 501c3 off air. And the internet is not under the auspices of the FCC. The internet is under the auspices of the FTC, and we'll have to make sure that we can legally do this, but we should be able to take on underwriting on our streams by way of banner ads for local businesses that are, you know, in the community, and we're not going to take on commercialization, you know, for profit, like the profit stations that we have in this market already. We're just going to use that to help support the station and bring in off-air funding to the station. And we should be able to beat what we make on air with the streams. You see what is going on with streaming already in terms of all the other systems that are popping up everywhere. Everybody is popping up because they understand that the model that is in place right now is almost literally a gold mine. We would be doing damage to ourselves if we did not undertake this pursuit. We have most of the equipment at the station right now. It looks like junk right now because it's all over the place. It is not set up, but it is the equipment that we need to launch this system. We already have that. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment already at the station. So we need to get past where we are right now so that we can really, really grow the station and not ever be in this position again. That's where I feel we are.
Chair, can I just ask a question, please? Because I think it's relevant. So we've heard a lot about...
Hold on. I do have three hands, so go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, I just want clarity. Jerry, what is the date certain for this HD channel? When will the equipment be in place and ready to go? And then the other part of that is, this is the first I'm hearing that we're so close, yet we've done nothing about the programming of the HD channels, which, by the way, I laid out, a music, a public affairs, and then the colleges being one of the channels. But I want to know when, a real hard when, this is supposed to occur.
Okay. Today is August 10th. In the last meeting that I had, I mentioned that it took everything that I had, and I had to get the help of the executive director and the help of the...
Jerry, I know. Mo has been absent. What is the... We know Mo has been absent. He's been the IGM of KPFK. What date is this supposed to be up? That's my question.
You want a date certain? I will give you 90 days maximum. Yes, 90 days. So this is August 10th.
November. Thank you.
10-10.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 11-10.
November. All right. Thank you. Vanessa.
Wow. Okay. So I have three questions, which I'll just ask in sequence. In terms of the quote unquote cap discrepancy, are you saying that we went from raising $270,000 in the past, whatever the period was, and now being at $35,000 in the bank? Are you saying that we don't have a clear idea as to how that happened, or are the reasons explained by the presentation that you just gave? That's question number one in terms of the cash discrepancy. Question number two has to do with the $150,000, for the art fundraising, venture. Did I understand you to say that the $150,000 was included in the budget before that money was earned? Was this a huge projection that we were going to make $150,000 from this project and it didn't happen? And the third question, I don't remember. It has to do with what you just said, but I don't remember it, so I'll let it go with those two questions.
Okay, Jerry?
To your question number two, yes, it was projected. The $150,000 was projected income.
Okay, Jerry. Okay, and so let me ask you a question, if it's okay. Why was money that was simply projected? I don't know, maybe that's some sort of accounting standard I'm just not familiar with. I'm not an accountant. But why was that included in the budget, unearned money? Is that standard practice?
I don't have the answer for that, because the way that we, WPFW and Pacifica, approach budgets, there are budgets proposed, and then there are budgets actual. So this was a proposed budget, so it was proposed income.
So was that
proposed budget?
I'm sorry, was that your decision to include that money in the budget? Was it you or someone else or a group of people who thought that was sound practice?
That would have been a group.
Okay, I'm sorry, then go back to the other one about the cash discrepancies. Do we not know, or were the reasons stated during your presentation?
I couldn't state them to any level of detail because it's complicated. There were standard billing cycles.
Is there somebody who should be muting? I'm hearing a lot of...
I'm sorry, that's me. I'm muting.
Okay. Go ahead, Jerry.
There were standard billing cycles that got stacked up, and payments that should have been made in May were made in June. We were expecting more income into the station. But that doesn't answer the question of how we get from $275,000 all the way down to $35,000. I will say no. Let me find a moment. I just had a lightning strike. There is no theft, no embezzlement. You know, we can show where the monies are going in terms of what the monthly expenses are. Most recently, in preparation for, besides paying for payroll recently, we had to make a $4,000 payment to Telerep, the phone services provider for our pledge drives. So we've got ongoing expenses that we've got to pay. And our regular expenses, like I said, they had a little bit of stacking. There are
30 seconds on discussion.
There are some items that expand and contract, like, you know, the payment that we make for our chief engineer, and we wait for the return that we get from Pacifica for the work that he's done for them. But it will appear on our sheets as a direct payment to a consultant, our chief engineer. But that money comes back to us by way of discount in our Central Services. So to give you an accurate accounting, an explanation is going to take a little bit of work, but it is there.
Mr. Chair, please, can I make a point of something, please?
You're on the stack already, Kathleen.
Are you calling on me now?
No, I'm not. Kamala's up.
All right, this needs to go to executive session. Please, this should not continue in a public meeting, and you understand what I'm saying. Please.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I'm making a motion right now to stop this and to move this to executive session where the purpose is to discuss what's going on with the finances. Will anyone second this motion?
And just to clarify, does that include the Finance Committee report?
Yes, it does include the Finance Committee report.
Vanessa seconds.
I'd like to second.
All right. Discussion on the motion. Vanessa, can you? Kamau, you were already on the stack. Do you want to speak to this or do you want to wait? I see you, Julie.
I mean, Jerry's been discussing the finances, so I'm fine with moving to an executive session. I can hold my questions for then.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a problem with going straight into executive session in the sense that...
No, I'm not saying that.
We'll hold it to the end of the meeting.
No. But I mean, we need to be able to answer some of these questions now that some of these topics have been broached in public session. And I think, there are some clear explanations that we can offer. For example, you know, and as I listen to the station, during pledge drives, right? Programmers say things like, if you make a sustaining donation that's, you know, $30 a month, so that's $360 for the year, we get to account the entire $360 towards making the goal for this show. Well,
Jerry, a motion is on the floor. Please, speak for or against the motion.
Kathleen,
speaking against the motion.
Speaking on the motion, please be quiet.
I'm speaking on the motion, right? And so the idea is that there are things that we should tell the public that are related to this. And I'm giving you an example of the kind of thing. So, you know, that $360 that goes towards one programmer's goal for their show, that gets rolled up in the goal for the whole pledge drive, right? And so... But that person only donates $30 in that month. So 1/12 of that amount. And so that explains an awful lot of why the programmers think they raised $200,000+, and yet there's only $35,000 in the bank. It's because of that $200,000, it didn't all come in as cash, you know, the next week. And so that we've got to be clear with people about that. We can't make it sound like, cause somebody put it in the chat that there's embezzlement that hasn't been explained going on. No, there's not. It's how cash flow works. Thank you.
Okay. But Julie, sorry. I have to say that you're incorrect only because what I said about the money was from reports from Otis. And Otis breaks out, so you know. He breaks out the column of sustaining members' total pledge, and then he also puts paid in the next column. So we talk about that figure, this is based on all the columns that say paid in his report, not the columns that are billed. I just want to be clear. Okay, we made over $300,000. We made under like $335,000 or something. But we understand that what we're talking about is the 270 or so that was the cash that came in.
All right. Thank you, Katia. But we're not debating the specific example. We're debating whether or not to carry this conversation, to postpone this into executive session. Are there any other comments on that point?
Right, I call the question and let's vote. I call the question and let's vote.
Yes.
Said yes to me.
Jerry, point of information, please. I'm at Jerry. Dennis, point of information, please.
Yes.
So when would we be going into executive session?
At the end of this meeting. We're postponing the financial discussion until all of the other business is complete.
Okay. Thank you.
If it passes.
I'm Dennis. Jerry here with a question.
Yes. Jerry?
Prior executive sessions omitted the general manager. Will I have to be omitted from this meeting also?
Good question.
We go into executive session?
I think you should be invited for at least part of that to answer some questions, and then we will we'll make a decision on when your presence is no longer required.
Okay,
that will
you.
Be at the end of the conclusion of this meeting. All right, Ellen, please call the roll. The question is, the motion is to defer all of these financial conversations to the executive session at the conclusion of this meeting. We would then proceed with the agenda after the taking place after the Finance Committee report. Yes is to defer and no to continue.
Just need a clarification as to who is executive. I'm not really sure.
Executive session is LSB members, not the public, and in this case, we would include the general manager as needed.
That is.
Okay, ready?
Question, Dennis?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One more for clarity. Is the treasurer invited as well, or is it just the GM? Executive session.
I think the treasurer should be invited.
Thank you.
And I would ask that the program director be invited as well.
Yes.
This is Kathleen.
Yes.
Okay. Should I go ahead with the roll call?
Yes, please.
Okay. Anita?
Yes.
All right, y'all's not here. He's not. Thomas Blanton?
No.
Excuse me,
Sarah?
Ellen,
yes?
Just to let you know, a few of the people who were not here when you called the roll earlier are now here. So don't skip anybody.
Okay. All right, so maybe I should do y'all. Is y'all here?
But not y'all.
Okay. Bill Curtis, is he here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sue Goodwin?
What's your vote, Bill?
I'm sorry, because I joined late due to a family issue. I feel I need to not vote. I haven't heard enough of the discussion.
Okay, we didn't record. Bill.
Okay, so you have abstaining?
That is correct.
Okay.
Did Bill Curtis vote?
All right, let me just, I stopped at Thomas Blanton. He said no. Sarah is absent, and she was excused. Wayne Bruce, yes or no?
You didn't get Bill Curtis.
You gotta get Bill.
Okay. I'm right
I'm
here.
I'm not to his name yet. Okay.
Please do not interrupt.
Everybody, just calm down. Just calm down. Okay. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm doing the roll call for the motion. Then I will go back and then make sure about the attendance. Okay. Now, Wayne Bruce, yes or no?
Yes. Take it to executive session.
Marsha.
Yes.
Bill Curtis.
Yes, take it to executive session. And I'm going to also add that this evening got clarification that the executive session included all LSB members. So yeah, take it to executive session and I'll, do my best to get you.
Okay.
Thank you.
By a letter.
I abstain.
Yes or no? You abstain. Okay. Vanessa.
Yes.
And Sue Goodwin abstains. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Kamal.
Yes.
Julie.
No.
Arthur Hyland, he's not here. Kathleen.
Sorry, yes. Yes, I vote yes, executive.
Max.
Yes.
Eileen.
Yes.
Minerva.
I'm going to abstain. I've got in a little bit late.
Adele.
Yes.
Frank Stern is absent. Tim Willard is absent. Okay, and I've got everybody except for the chair, Dennis Williams.
And what is the current count?
Okay, the current count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people that are yes, and no, 1 no, 2 no, 2 people that are no, and abstention, 1. Let me see, abstentions, 2. Goodwin. That was 1. And Minerva is abstaining. So that's 2. Yeah. So it's 11 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions. That's 4. And
I thought Violetta. I thought Violetta.
I had the abstaining too. It was 3.
Wait a minute, let me look. Okay. Yes, she did abstain. Sorry about that. So it's 3 abstentions, 2 no's, and 11 yeses. And so that means that 16 people voted.
Wait. Let me cast my vote. I'm going to vote yes. So that's going to be 12 yes, 2 no's, 3 abstains.
Right.
And
well,
there.
So that's 17 people.
Yes.
All together. Okay.
So the motion carries. We will proceed with the agenda, picking up at the development.
Now, can I just ask this?
Yes.
About the attendance. I'm sorry, just to make sure I have everybody who's here. Yao has not come yet, so he's still absent.
Yes.
Who else? I think everybody else. Minerva is here now, right?
Yes.
Is she abstained?
Yes.
And Tim Willard hasn't come yet.
No. No.
He's not there. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
And Bill Curtis is here.
Right. I think I have Bill Curtis. Yes, I have Bill Curtis. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Kathleen, do you have anything you want to report from the development? I did other stuff.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I would prefer to make most of my development committee reports in executive session, since the development committee work bears on raising money relative to the needs of the station. I would just comment and urge LSD members in 2 ways. Number 1, please continue to support the Blues Fest. You received an email a few weeks ago about either donating or buying tickets. Secondly, I would urge people to respond to the email that I forwarded with Cornell West. This is one of our outreach fundraising efforts that we've been helped to refine by English Hudson, and we are getting some good feedback. So please make an effort to forward this to family, friends, and on your social media posts. Otherwise, I'll reserve additional comments for the executive session. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. I just saw a comment or a question in the chat about when the public gets a chance to speak, and that is a community comment on the agenda scheduled at 8 p.m.